Hare Krishna. We were discussing on the symptoms of a person who can chant the holy names constantly without any difficulty. So in that there are four qualities: humility, tolerance, not expecting any honor or prestige, and willing to offer all respects to all living entities. You will see throughout Shastra innumerable examples of people who were very proud and had a desire for honor and prestige. Like you will see Rahugana, the way he treated Jadabharat. Because Rahugana expected the Jadabharat to obey him. When Jadabharat was not obeying because he saw the ants on the way, he was putting his foot in a zigzag way, Rahugana lost his temper and insulted him badly, after which he realized Jadabharata was a great Paramahamsa devotee. Similarly, Daksha Prajapati insulted Lord Shiva in the public assembly, after which he had to reap his fruits subsequently. Durvasa Muni considered himself to be superior to Ambarish Maharaj because he thought Ambarish is only a grihastha. I am a great yogi. I can fly in the sky. I can do so many things. So he expected honor or prestige from Ambarish Maharaj. So in this way, these are examples of people who had a great desire for honor and prestige. And because of that expectation, when they imagined that the honor was not given, then their subsequent action was very improper. You can see that. On the other hand, there are many great souls who always offered respect even to someone who insulted them, like Prahlad Maharaj. His father not just insulted, he tried to kill him in various ways. But every time Prahlad came in front of his father, he bowed down to him. He offered his respects because Hiranyakashipu was actually the ruling the whole world. So he offered his respects. Ambarish Maharaj, even after Durvasa Muni made assassination attempt to kill him, still Ambarish Maharaj continued to offer respect to Durvasa Muni. When Durvasa Muni went all around everywhere and then finally he came and fell at his feet, Ambarish Maharaj didn't say, "Now you see what happened to you. After roaming all over the universe, you had to touch my lotus feet to get freedom from the punishment." He didn't say that. He was waiting without eating for 1 year. When Durvasa Muni came and offered obeisances, he felt very shy and uneasy. So, we see very clearly in the examples of the Shastra, Amanina Mandena. Amani means, although a Vaishnava is very exalted, he is still free from false pride and he respects all living entities because he considers that Lord Hari is sitting in the heart of all living beings. So the living beings are the resting place for Lord Hari. So because Hari is present side by side with the living entity, every living entity should be respected, even including donkeys or dogs or horses or cats or rats. Even these type of creatures also should be respected. In the Bhagavatam it is said that every living entity is accompanied by Lord Hari, a super soul. And that type of vision is cultivated by a Mahabhagavat devotee. After because of which he extends his respect to all living entities. And when he is not respected, when he is insulted, he accepts it as will of providence, as his own prarabdha karma. What is due for him? What is his quota? My own quota of suffering is coming to me. He accepts like that. So anyone who can accept like this immediately will see that the enlightenment begins. When Gajendra was caught by the crocodile, Gajendra thought, maybe my own prarabdha karma is fructifying now. That this crocodile has somehow caught my leg in the water in a wrong position. And now I am unable to escape. So he cried tears and he called out the Supreme Lord. And he blamed no one. He blamed his own karma only. And he said, probably due to my bad karma, I am being caught by the leg. So as soon as he thought like this, immediately he became enlightened about the Supreme Lord, and wonderful prayers came out of his mouth. And he could pray to Lord Vishnu, Narayana, Akhila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. So in this way, respecting all living entities while anticipating no honor or prestige, considering oneself to be one of the living entities. So this kind of attitude is a very anukul, favorable attitude for attracting the Lord. Because Lord's holy name is a spiritual personality. And he cannot be attracted by any material qualification. But this qualification of respecting all and not anticipating respect is a very great quality. Amani namana dena. So we were saying yesterday about humility and tolerance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for each of the Shikshashtakam verses, he has written one or two, sometimes more than two poems also. By reading those poems, you will understand the components of each of the aspects in Shikshashtakam. For example, we want to cultivate humility. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sara. Our acharya has written like this. So now yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai means one should consider oneself having no good qualifications. There are so many qualities of Vaishnava mentioned in scriptures, and I hardly have any of them. One should feel like this. Similarly, one should feel dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. For that he says that ekaki amar nahi paya bala hari nama sankirtane tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deha krishna nama dhane. So for each of the components of humility there are lines like this, which are very worthy for singing and contemplating and meditating and absorbing our consciousness. So similarly, one should be very grateful for all the gifts that one has received. That is in the second verse of Shikshashtakam. Durdaivam, 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 vihajanina anuragaha. Alas, alas. Every single holy name of Krishna is invested with such spiritual potency, but still I am an ungrateful fool that I am not able to gratefully accept it and chant the holy name with a fervent devotion. So in this way, the components of humility are available in various songs. Similarly, the tolerance has two aspects, he says. One is the tree, even when it is cut down, it doesn't protest. Even when thirsty for water, it doesn't ask for it. So these kind of qualities, first we have to understand what they are. And then after understanding, we have to assimilate the depth of them and try to meditate on them and apply them when we are put in practical situations in our life. And when we do it during the day, course of the day, then when we chant the holy name, we can easily chant the holy name. Chanting is very easy. Because we are not practicing this, chanting is very difficult. When these sublime qualities, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I raise my hands and declare to the whole world, whoever wears the necklace of these four qualities, they'll be able to chant the holy names of Lord Hari constantly. So hear this attentively, he says. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.